124. The man who still rejoices while being burned at the stake is not triumphing over the pain, but over the fact that he feels none of the pain which he expected. A parable. 125. When we have to change our minds about anyone, we hold the awkwardness which he has thus created for us very much against him. 126. A people is nature's detour to produce 6 or 7 great men. Yes, and then to get around them. 127. Science offends the modesty of all real women. With it they feel as if someone wanted to peek under their skin, or even worse, under their dress and finery. 128. The more abstract the truth you wish to teach, the more you must still seduce the senses to it. 129. The devil has the widest perspective for God. That's why he keeps himself so far away from him, for the devil is the oldest friend of knowledge. 130. What someone is begins to show itself when his talent subsides, when he stops showing what he can do. Talent is also finery, and finery is also a hiding place. 131. The sexes deceive themselves about each other. This happens because basically they honour and love only themselves, or, to put the matter more pleasantly, only their own ideal. Hence the man wants the woman to be peaceful, but woman, like a cat, is essentially not peaceful, however much she may have practised an appearance of peacefulness. 132. People are best punished for their virtues. 133. The man who does not know how to find the way to his ideal lives more carelessly and impudently than the man without an ideal. 134. All credibility, all good conscience, all appearance of the truth come only from the senses. 135. Pharisaism is not degeneration in a good man. A good part of it is rather the condition of all being good. 136. One man seeks a midwife for his ideas, another seeks someone whom he can help. That's how a good conversation arises. 137. By associating with scholars and artists, one easily makes mistakes in reverse directions. Behind a remarkable scholar, we not infrequently find an average human being, and behind an average artist, we often find a very remarkable human being. 138. We act while awake as we do in a dream. We invent and fabricate the person with whom we associate, and then we immediately forget the fact. 139. In revenge and love, woman is more barbaric than man. 140. Advice as riddle. If the bond is not to break, you must first bite down on it. 141. The lower abdomen is the reason man does not so easily consider himself a god. 142. The most demure saying I have ever heard. In true love, it's the soul which envelops the body. 143. What we do best, our vanity wishes to value as the thing which is most difficult for us, the origin of many a morality. 144. When a woman has scholarly inclinations, then something is usually wrong with her sexuality. Infertility itself tends to encourage a certain masculinity of taste, for man is, if I may say so, the infertile animal. 145. In comparing man and woman in general, we can say that woman would not have the genius for finery if she did not have the instinct for the secondary role. 146. Anyone who fights with monsters should make sure that he does not in the process become a monster himself. And when you look for a long time into an abyss, the abyss also looks into you. 147. From an old Florentine novella, and in addition from life. Buona femmina e mala femmina vuol bastone. The good and the bad woman wants a stick. Sacchetti, November 86. 148. To seduce a neighbour into a good opinion, and beyond that, to believe faithfully in this opinion of one's neighbour, who can match women in performing this trick? 149. What an age finds evil is commonly an anachronistic echo of what previously was found to be good, the atavism of an older ideal. 150. Around the hero, everything becomes a tragedy. Around the demigod, everything becomes a satyr play. And around God, everything becomes... what? Perhaps a world?